Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is really awkward to do. I can't decide if I'm upset with two of the people in the room or I respect the decision they've made. Erica?
Yep, I had a feeling.
As the newcomer?
Yeah.
You're off the hook.
Oh!
No!
Oh, yeah!
No!
Booyah! Like the wrath of Slacker is something that is feared by many.
I feel like we've been fighting a lot this week.
We kind of have fought.
Yeah.
We've got a little sibling thing going on here.
Right.
Tiak and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When Aaron makes the decision one day to actually cleanse her hair and we all jump and go, God, your hair looks great today. We've had this discussion on the show before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, multiple times.
Like when she actually washes it.
I'm trying to be mean to her sort of right now, but it's like when somebody comes in with a haircut, you got to be like, oh my God, great haircut.
Okay.
You have to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a race to be first.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
You Our have boss to be had like, one like last week and I hit him with it.
Yeah, you were 2 days late. He got it on Friday. You said it on Monday.
Yeah, you were a little late on that, but I also was reluctant to tell him because I didn't think it was that good of a haircut and I wasn't sure if he liked it.
That's when you just go haircut. Yeah. No good, no bad.
Yeah,
just
don't want to say it's
just
good.
Just point it out.
You just go like, yep.
I noticed.
Yep.
So if you guys ever look at me and go, haircut, I know that something bad has happened.
No, because it can be good. Oh, just haircut.
Yeah, if you say just haircut, like that means Aaron's like, Erica, your hair looks all right.
Well, no, I just think, what do you say to a girl? Like, Tiak, you like, not somebody you're sleeping with.
Okay.
That'd be Erica and Aaron in this room. Like, who do you, would you go like, your hair looks really great? Like, are the words you would say?
I would say, did you change your hair? Did you get it cut? And then they go, oh no, or yes, or like, no, I just washed it. And then you go.
So you ask, you don't point out.
And then every time you
go. Because him asking is pointing it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And every time you follow up with, looks great.
Okay.
No matter what they say. You do something different? I washed it. Looks great. I cut it.
That's what looks happens great with Aaron. Because we'd always go like, oh my God, you cut your hair? And she's like, no, I just cleaned it.
Right. She's like, I washed it and styled it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which leads us to believe there are weeks and weeks at a time where she has zero personal hygiene regimen whatsoever.
I still shower. I just don't wash my hair every shower.
Okay. Which you've now taught my daughter the dry shampoo thing.
It's good for your hair.
Okay. Well, and so the reason this comes up on the show often is like if I shave my head or whatever, like
we all
have to trip over when Tiak's like, oh, look what he did. He got his hair. Yay. And like nobody says anything nice to me ever about my personal appearance ever. Like never, ever.
Is this why you're upset?
It's kind of why I'm upset.
Okay.
So then.
I'm not noticing a beard trimming.
Here's the
thing. Head doesn't look newly shaved.
Okay, so then maybe I'm not as mad at you, but I'm still a little mad at you. Anything you want to say. So here's what I'm doing. Our boss, when he got that haircut, I'm glad you brought this up. I was worried because I'm like, oof, that looks like like your mom was over and she was like, well, I'm going to cut your hair like I used to. And you're like, oh God. And she put the bowl on your head and went, and you're like, oh crap. And you got a bad haircut. So it's like, do I point out that he got a bad haircut?
No.
Or do, but you still should recognize that he did get a haircut. Right? You got to say, good, like you said, haircut. Ah. Mom was in town.
It's almost like slug bug, you know? Yeah. Just haircut.
Okay. So I didn't know if the personal change I made, you guys noticed it and were like, don't say anything.
Eyebrows?
Oh, God. So now I don't like this game and you need to stop.
Stand up. Let me see.
I think your mustache looks very trimmed. I think it looks very nicely above your lip line.
Oh, that's a normal thing, okay?
Okay.
Your back? Is it whack?
I did trim my back hair with a rusty tuna can lid. Nope. That's not it.
I don't have a clue.
No earrings. He didn't put those back in.
Your beard
faded up into the side?
Did you get your teeth whitened?
No. Okay, here's the thing. You don't have to know this because you like just got here.
Right.
But like,
I'm trying to help them at this point.
Okay. I don't like saying this on the air because I don't want anybody to notice it. But since you guys haven't said anything in a solid week, it's kind of making me mad. I have been slowly but surely darkening my beard.
Wow, no way.
Really?
I didn't want to go all the way James Harden all at once. So there's still gray in it.
Smart.
Oh, but it used to be more gray?
It was more like blonde.
It's blonde, it's gray, and it's red. And it's brown. So the longer I grow my beard, the more that you can see the browns.
Yeah.
And now some of the reds and blondes are not red and brown. The grays are still kind of gray.
Which, honestly, keep the gray.
Yeah. This product you're supposed to put in for like 20 minutes, I put it in for 5. I'm like, no, okay. I do not want to look like a freak who did.
Yep.
But then we would have noticed.
Right.
I would say this means you did it right. If they didn't notice, that's a good thing for you. If they immediately said, your beard's dark, bad.
But Erica, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I have spent the whole week thinking they thought that.
Oh.
This whole week I'm like going, it's Aaron, you cut up our videos.
Yeah.
Like, go look at my face last week. And I'm like, Aaron has to know, and she must hate it.
No.
I've been so insecure
honestly means that you did such a good job. Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm like, I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
But you can tell now.
Not really. No. Maybe do 7 minutes. Darken a little more.
No.
All right. We'll put up a before and after pick and take a vote if I should keep doing this, because this crap is really expensive. But just, Erica, stop staring.
Staring at your beard and I just can't imagine it lighter.
Just, all right. I'm just going to end this right now. Yeah. If you've seen pictures and you've noticed it, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.